Up next, listen to the future of the internet with WebTalk and hear the latest news and trends keeping those electronic circuits and broadband connections buzzing.
This week we talk about the best of the web. The Webby Awards were announced, and we have Webby Awards founder Tiffany Schlein here to tell us all about it. Also, if you're interested in streaming media, we've got Dan Rayburn, Executive VP of StreamingMedia.com, giving us some insight into the whole industry.
Stay connected. WebTalk is coming up next.
WebTalk Radio is brought to you by Web.com, the most trusted name on the net. When you're ready to get on the web, visit Web.com for domain names as low as $4.95. Web.com offers full-featured web hosting, including online store packages, starting at only $7.95 per month. Web.com has thousands of .web.com names available at www.web.com. WebTalk is also brought to you by Replay Radio at replay-radio.com. It turns your PC into a sophisticated web radio VCR. It's a great way to enjoy listening to the radio, record your favorite music and radio shows and stations, and then listen anywhere and whenever you want on any device you want. Get the free trial download at replay-radio.com.
This is Web Talk at WebTalkRadio.com, and thank you for joining us from around the world. And we bring you the internet's future right here every week, and we do the best that we can to keep you plugged into the net. And my name's Rob Greenlee.
And this is Dana. I'm jumping on the broadband right now.
That's right. We're getting on it.
Come join us, everyone. Net topics we're going to be covering this week on the show.
Webby Awards, Tiffany Schlein is going to announce the 8th annual Best of the Web winners.
And we're shining the big old spotlight back on streaming media with a recent wrap-up of Streaming Media East.
And in our digital mailbag, a radio station from Netherlands is streaming the WebTalk guys live. And a father and son team from Ireland recommends Opera Show. We have been hearing about the Webby Awards for about 8 years now, and it's amazing that it's been that long that the Webby Awards have been around, but they continue to be viewed as the premier and most prestigious web award. And in a couple of minutes, in this segment, Tiffany Schlein, the Webby Awards creator, will join us on the line to tell us about the winners of this year's event.
And as I teased earlier, streaming media is again becoming a hot industry. Did it ever go away? Well, the Streaming Media East Conference, it has just wrapped up earlier this month. And news coming out of this big event is what's making it become more mature and more highly adopted with the growing use of broadband. We'll be speaking with Dan Rayburn. He's host of the WebTalk Guys Streaming Media Show, and he's Executive VP of StreamingMedia.com. Most importantly, he puts on the big Streaming Media Conference events. And he has some hot issues about streaming and digital media.
People still don't understand the difference between streaming, downloading, P2P, store and forward, video on demand, progressive downloads. People sort of just throw them all under the streaming term. People now don't know what streaming truly means because streaming is a generic term.
Want to quickly open up our digital mailbag. We hear from Peter and Rory Gogan in Ireland, in Dublin, Ireland. You know, Peter, Rory, sorry, I think I slaughtered your last name. Well, Peter writes, I'm still a regular listener of your show, still. And my son, Rory, who is 9 years old, has started requesting the show on CD to listen to. I love that.
His son's probably the youngest listener that we have.
Well, yeah.
I would probably agree with
one
that.
One that I know about, anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
He's not up to building his own site yet, but it's only a matter of time, his dad writes. Now, Peter says, I discovered Opera Show when downloading the latest version of the Opera browser. Opera's really a hot browser in Europe particularly. Anyway, he says it's very clever and it makes web-based presentations so easy. And he gives us the URL, which we're going to post on our website. It's basically opera.com/support/tutorials/Opera Show. We're definitely going to mention that and spread the word about that.
And we're also going to have the CEO from Opera on the show here over the next couple of weeks. And he'll fill us in on this cool new technology. And there's really neat stuff coming to the new Opera browser. I think it's 7.5, I think is what it is what the latest one is.
Good. Peter, it was good to hear from you again. I know we've corresponded a few times over the years. And welcome to the show, Rory. I'm glad you're listening.
Thank you for the email, you guys. We also got a email from a radio station over in the Netherlands, and it's a radio station that's at www.absolutefm.org, and that's spelled absolutefm.org, and we certainly appreciate them grabbing our show every week.
Go check it out. And Eric wrote us. Eric's the guy that is the brains behind the Absolute FM radio program, web station. Give it a listen. Let him know that you heard about it from Web Talk Radio.
Support for Web Talk every week is provided by Web.com, and they are the most trusted name on the net. And when you're ready to get on the web and build a website, you can certainly get a great deal on website hosting, as their prices are as low as $4.95 per year for a .web.com domain name. And you can also get terrific hosting there at $7.95 per month for an e-commerce website. So go check them out at Web.com.
I love Replay Radio. Replay Radio sponsors us as well, replay-radio.com. They have a great little software program that I use multiple times every week and record streaming media.
And they also have a new one. It's at replay-music.com, too, so go check out that one as well. But this one is at replay-radio.com. And we're also supported by the InfoCreek.com website, and they offer terrific websites and very cool high-tech looking website, so go check them out at infocreek.com. You actually get a peek at the new Web.Guy website, which is coming.
Well, as promised, we're going to take an in-depth look into the Webby Awards. The 8th annual Webby Awards were just handed out last week.
On the line right now is the creator and founder of the Webby Awards, Tiffany Schlane, and she's going to fill us in on the latest winners from the 8th annual Webby Awards. Tiffany, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you back on for our annual interview about the Webby Awards.
Oh, it's great to be here.
It's really amazing that you guys have been doing this for 8 years now, and the Webby Awards seem to be going strong. And what's kind of new about it this year?
You know, as the web continues to grow, so does the Webby Awards. And this last year, we did our first Webby Business Awards, which is a separate awards program that really focuses on effectiveness of business strategies. So whereas the Webby Awards is, you know, about creativity, content, functionality, overall experience, we had so many requests to do one that really focused on effectiveness. And we might be rolling out another one in the year to come.
Wow, a third Webby Awards?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, the web is just growing so much. And, you know, it's like the air we breathe. And I think what's so interesting, just for someone that's been studying the web for so many years now, is, you know, it started out as a fringe medium, and then, of course, the boom happened, and there was a lot of hype, but then the crash happened, but then the real boom, in my opinion, is that it's not only still here, but it's just flourishing. It's changing the way we view politics, the way we view the world, the way we do business. I just don't think there's an aspect of our lives that isn't touched by the web.
One of the things you mentioned was about the politics. You know, and I noticed Meetup.com won a Webby Award, and they have certainly made their mark this past year during the presidential elections.
Right. And also, you know, Dean, the Blog for America, which, you know, the Dean website with Joe Trippi, they were certainly pioneers in getting people's head around that that's the way to campaign, and everyone has followed suit.
Broadband adoption around the world is picking up and growing,
too. Oh, yeah, did you see the POV site winning? Yeah.
And it's really, I think, going to transform and really even make things even better.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes the web experience much more emotional. Seeing a lot of music, a lot of things that make people kind of have swells of emotion around their experiences with the web, too.
For those that haven't seen the list, I just want you to be sure and tell them where they can go to see
the
winners.
Sure, absolutely. They can go to webbyawards.com. That's WebbyAwards.com. You can see all of the Webby nominees and the winners. And what's always interesting is to see who the judges pick versus who the people pick. So we have a huge academy of illustrious judges, everyone from David Bowie for music and Larry Ellison, and just like a huge, amazing list. And then we also let the people vote. So a lot of times those winners are very different. So that's always very interesting. We have a monthly newsletter where they can just, you know, learn about trends with the web and our call for entry process, because we're pretty soon going to be asking for a call for entry for the 9th annual Webbies and then for the 2nd annual Business Awards, and just to keep posted on all the things we're doing.
Stay connected as we're going to continue talking with Tiffany, the founder and director of the Webby Awards at webbyawards.com.
This is Web Talk Radio. Hi, this is Rob Greenlee of Web Talk Radio. I've got a tip for you. If you're looking to register a new domain name or get a new website hosted, then support the Web Talk Radio show by visiting web.com. They have been a trusted name on the web for years and have had over 300,000 customers over the years. They specialize in domain name registrations and hosting, but they have a domain name registration as low as $4.95 per year, and that's for a yourname.web.com domain name. And they also have regular.com domain names for $6.95 per year. Web.com was recently ranked number one by tophost.com and CNET certified as being a top web hosting provider. Their hosting plans are as low as $7.95 per month, and that's even for an online e-commerce solution. So trust me, web.com is a great place to get your solution, and you can give them a call at 1-800-761-2468. That's 1-800-761-2468, or just visit them right on their website at web.com.
Hey, radio lovers, you can now record thousands of radio stations, listen anywhere you want, and even fast forward over the fluff. How? With Replay Radio. It's easy to use and incredibly cool. Replay Radio turns your PC into a VCR for the radio. To listen, just use your PC, MP3 player, iPod, or car CD player. So what are you waiting for? Try a free demo right now. Visit the Replay Radio website today at replay-radio.com.
Dude, check it out. Listen to Web Talk. Totally for sure. Your old man's not here.
You're back with Web Talk Radio at webtalkradio.com, and I'm Rob Greenlee, and with me is Dana Greenlee.
The topic is the Webby Awards, and still with us is Tiffany Schlein, the founder and director of the Webby Awards. Now, you mentioned just a second ago about the People's Voice has a different sort of opinion of the best of than the Webby judges, and was there anything that stood out as far as a disparagingly large sort of gap in a particular category this year?
The community category was really interesting to me. Because Wikipedia, are you guys familiar with that? It's the kind of open source encyclopedia where everyone gets to contribute entries. It's really a wonderful site. So that won in community, the Webby Award, but then LiveJournal, which is a lot about letting people blog on their own, won by the people. So, you know, there's an example of the people want more tools. In the film category, the Webby Award winner was Fog of War, and the people chose the Sundance Online Film Festival. Well, this is interesting, is that in the news category, that the Webby winner is the BBC, but the people chose the Smoking Gun, which I'm not sure, are you guys familiar with?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Smoking Gun. It's been around a long time.
Yeah.
The other thing that's fascinating about the awards this year, I think it's become a little more global in its scope as well. Is that a big change that you're
absolutely
seeing?
Absolutely. I mean, every year I would say that. It used to be, I mean, when I started this, however many moons ago, you know, most of the people making the web were in the Bay Area, where I'm from. And that's, you know, when we originally started the show here. And then, you know, it started growing, and then it was really like the East Coast and the West Coast. And then it became really East Coast, West Coast, and everywhere, all the United States. And then, of course, internationally, it is the World Wide Web. We have so many international nominees, and we get so many entrants. I mean, it's amazing. And I think, you know, we didn't do a ceremony for the last 2 years, and the first reason why we did it was we had so many international nominees, and the war had just started. And so it was first out of necessity. We thought, well, let's use the web for what it does best, is lets people have their own events wherever they are in the world. So it was kind of a big social experiment last year, and it, you know, there was over 365 parties everywhere from, like, New Zealand to Paris to Brooklyn, and it worked so well. And then we did it again this year. And, you know, I mean, I think on the one hand, it's kind of perfect for the web for people to have their own events and experience the ceremony online. Mm-hmm. And I also know the power of people coming together in a physical space. But in some ways, it puts more attention on the actual winner or nominee that's throwing themselves a party. You know, so, I mean, it's an interesting issue because the web in so many ways is this decentralized thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've done it both ways now. So we're very interested in what's kind of the best way, because it keeps evolving and changing just like the web does.
The big event that you guys used to hold years ago certainly garnered a lot of attention and a lot of press and things. Is that something that you see coming back since the web is kind of coming back?
We would consider it. But what's interesting, if you just look at the press, because the Webby Awards gets oogles of it every year. When we did the show, most of the press was about the show instead of the winners.
Interesting.
And when we don't do an event, the press mentions the URL for the winners. They talk specifically about websites. And this is ultimately to honor these websites and not to honor an event. So I don't know. I mean, in some ways, they get more kind of focused attention by not having a big event that usually gets all the attention. And this is really about saying these are the best sites on the web and you should check them out and look at what they're doing instead of this is an amazing event. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of a hard thing. Like at this point in my work with the Webbies, I've done lots of big events and it was really exciting from a creative perspective for me. But ultimately we want them to be showered with, you know, attention and exposure for their amazing work.
Oh, that's very giving of you, Tiffany. That's nice.
That's kind of true. Like, yeah. I didn't get into this to produce events.
Yeah.
I got in it to honor, you know, I love the web and to honor them. And, you know, but it's not to say it won't happen again. It's just kind of where my headspace is around it.
You have so many categories, and some of them are very descriptive and very pinpointed. Have you added any new categories this past year, the eighth annual?
We didn't, actually.
Okay.
And in some ways, and this is kind of an interesting thing, too, is that some ways there's some categories we might want to collapse because, you know, combined together. Like in some ways, the web has expanded and expanded, but some sites now really encompass both things, you know. And so it's just should TV and broadband be together? Or, you know, it's just an interesting question. We constantly get requests for new categories, and sometimes we think, well, is this going to become like the Emmys where there's just so many categories, or is it better to break out a separate awards program? Because really, you could take every one of our categories and do subcategories underneath them.
Oh, sure.
Like for education, you could do kids' education sites and teen education sites and adult and continuing education. And, you know, you could break every category like that. Music, you could do, you know, you could, you know, film, you could do a film website versus a film festival versus an encyclopedia type of website. You know, it's just, there's so many subsections. So it is something that we talk about constantly, and we try to really put our arms around the web, if you can, and filter the best in the best structure.
Yeah, certainly with the web and what you're doing, there's probably no reason that can't happen. I mean, that you guys can't expand it into all these subcategories over time. Is that something
right.
that you think is going to happen?
It could happen. I mean, it's a lot of resources also, and we're not a big team. We're a dedicated team, but, you know, it might. I mean, the web is certainly growing and expanding, and we want to continue to provide a service of honoring the best in all of the spaces it grows into.
So did you see any common threads in the winners this year? I know each year that we've talked about this, there's always been something that jumped out at you as something that is different or common amongst all the winners.
I think that people really understand how to interact with the web in new ways. You know, if you look from the beginning, you know, there was a period where people were distrustful of buying on the web, and I think that's really gone. You know, just seeing the success of the commerce, the iTunes and the eBay, and it's so much a part of our culture now to do our bills online and buy things online. So, and not only on a commerce level, but on a community level. I mean, meetup.com and, you know, Dean's Blog for America and LiveJournal. And these are all examples of sites where people are really not just reading information on the web, but they're engaging. They're adding their own info. They're going to events that they learned about from the web. They're really exchanging and interacting in new and amazing ways. And that's the most exciting part to me, is the whole concept of the network effect, is that the more people that are online, the more possibilities happen. And more people are coming on every day. And so it's so exciting to me. Right now is really exciting to me if I look at the whole history, because things are that I never imagined would happen are happening. So, I mean, I think this election is going to be just transformed by the web. And I think the war is, you know, you can't keep these images off the web, and
no,
these images
right.
are real, and they're what's really happening, and there's no media filter. Like, if you look at the history of wars, you know, the Civil War, photography had just been invented, and that's the way people experienced it. In World War II, it was about the radio, and everyone experienced the war through radio, and then Vietnam War, it was network news, and the first Gulf War was CNN had just come around, so 24-hour news coverage, and now, with this war, it is the internet, and it's an unfiltered media experience, and people are seeing a lot of stuff that they wouldn't have seen because it would have been controlled not to see. And I think it's really changing the way we're experiencing this war and ultimately what will happen with this war.
Tiffany, look at your list and tell me who won the news site Webby Award.
BBC.
Oh, okay. Well, they're pretty consistent on that, aren't they?
They've won a lot of awards. Yeah. It's a fantastic site.
Yeah, they are.
But then, like I said, a Smoking Gun won
People's Voice.
By the people,
yeah.
Which is, you know, that's very revealing right there. Smoking Gun is someone that reveals when things are smoking about issues. So
every year you guys have a winner in the best weird site. What is that winner this year?
You know, weird, it's so funny because sometimes we really define, what does weird mean? I mean, weird is something, it's everyone's interpretation.
Yeah.
And this year, it's Karstuck Girls. Which I think is a German site.
Karstuck Girls.
Karstuck Girls.
Oh, Stuck Girls. Okay.
They were so excited. They had a big party when they won.
I bet.
And they wrote us. They had a very funny, look at on their website. They have these badges all over it. You go there, that they won. And I think their five-word acceptance speech was, great, now give us a green card. Because, you know, we have a five-word acceptance speech rule.
Yeah, that's right. And you've received those from the winners, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're hilarious. They're my favorite part of the show. I mean, I can't wait. When we get to a decade, I want to do, like, a summary of all the five-word acceptance speeches because they're so brilliant. I mean, people, every year I think they're going to run out or something and they get more creative and no one has ever gone over five words. So.
Any others that stand out in your mind besides
I'd Germans? Have to review them. We're just about to compile them and put out.
Oh, good.
So what's on the docket for next year's event? Any changes? Have you guys formulated any
thoughts?
Some
things planning, but no announcements I can make right now, but we're always changing and growing. So there's more. If people want to stay posted, they can go to the Webby Awards site. And I've been doing a lot of, I do a lot of lecturing on the way that the web's changing the way that we live and work, and I'm thinking about doing a book about it.
Oh, this will be exciting.
Just my reflections on, you know, where we came from, where we are today, and where we're going with the web incorporating with business and our lifestyles. So.
Well, so exactly where are we going here? It'd be great if we can get a little preview here.
Well, I think it's just, there's so many aspects that the web is just changing. I mean, even I'm a new mom. I think you guys mentioned that before. I don't know if you have, but even the way I parent is different. I mean, I am allowed, you know, I have the wonderful advantage of running the Webby Awards and working from home. And just the fact that I can do that and order my groceries online and live my life so much more efficiently, you know, stay connected with other mothers. And I think about my mother's generation and they absolutely, you know, they only really, people in their neighborhood that they can convene and they really couldn't work unless they had to leave the house. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just lots of things have changed. Every aspect of our lives.
It certainly has, and we're kind of living that lifestyle too, and it's
I know. I mean, you guys are a great example of that.
Working from home and doing everything that we can do using our PCs and our broadband connections.
Which is an amazing tool. It's an amazing freedom, and if people want to learn more about that kind of stuff, they can write to me at tiffany@webbyawards.com to find out about the lecturing or thoughts about that.
And we're going to be looking for that book sometime, maybe in
2005.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Thanks, Tiffany.
Well, great talking to you guys always.
Thank you for joining us, yeah.
I'll be listening on the web.
Okay.
And we'll be watching you in the 9th annual and then the great decade of Webby.
I know. We got to have a celebration for that.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, in the Webby Business Awards, is there a date for that yet?
No, but if people sign up for the newsletter, they can find out about the call for entries for that as well.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people... It's really great for people to look at the winners if they have a business that uses the web. You know, the websites that win are using best practices to cut costs or make more money or do more efficient marketing. And so a lot of people study our winners just to learn what they could do with their own businesses.
Oh, yeah.
And these are from small businesses, mid-sized to large corporations.
That's a great aspect of it. People can learn from all the good sites out there.
Oh, yeah. People a lot of times come to our site really to study best practices. You know, if you're creating a site and you think, well, what do I want? If you go to our winners, like, what are people doing right? And the best thing about the web is it's very easy to replicate best practices. And that's why I think this medium is improving and growing so quickly.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Tiffany, for joining us.
Sure. Have a great day, you guys.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks. We've been speaking with Tiffany Schlein, who's the founder and director of the Webby Awards at webbyawards.com.
Stay with us because in a moment, Dan Rayburn will be joining us to talk about the streaming media industry. You're listening to Web Talk Radio.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call 800-505-1562. That's 800-505-1562. For new customers only. Annual programming commitment required. Ask how you can get your first 6 months for only $29.99 a month, a $60 value. Offer ends July 17th. Call now. 800-505-1562.
Hi, this is Rob Greenlee of Web Talk Radio. I've got a tip for you. If you're looking to register a new domain name or get a new website hosted, then support the Web Talk Radio show by visiting web.com. They have been a trusted name on the web for years and have had over 300,000 customers over the years. They specialize in domain name registrations and hosting, but they have a domain name registration as low as $4.95 per year, and that's for a yourname.web.com domain name. And they also have regular .com domain names for $6.95 per year. Web.com was recently ranked number one by tophost.com and CNET certified as being a top web hosting provider. Their hosting plans are as low as $7.95 per month, and that's even for an online e-commerce solution. So trust me, Web.com is a great place to get your solution, and you can give them a call at 1-800-761-2468. That's 1-800-761-2468, or just visit them right on their website at Web.com.
The Web Talk Guys. The audio download begins now.
We're back with Web Talk Radio at webtalkradio.com, and thanks for joining us. My name is Rob Greenlee, and Dana Greenlee is right here on the other mic as well.
And on the other mic is Dan Rayburn. We've coerced him to join us. He's been with us a few times in the past. He's the host of the Web Talk Guys streaming media show. But more importantly, he's the executive VP for Information Today and StreamingMedia.com, the place to find out information about the streaming media industry.
And Dan has a few thoughts about the streaming media industry as he runs StreamingMedia.com and the website and produces both the Streaming Media East and West conferences. Dan, welcome back to the show. It's great
to have
you on.
Thanks for having me.
The news that has been coming out of the streaming media conferences that you've been putting on have been fascinating. I mean, kind of bringing those conferences back to life again. What is the most important issues that you're seeing actually in regards to streaming media right now, and what you saw people talking about?
There's a couple things. I mean, first and foremost, like you said, the shows are getting a lot better over the years, simply because ever since ITI, Information Today, Inc., acquired the Streaming Media Inc. company. Mm-hmm. And we changed the direction of the shows. We've really made the shows very focused in terms of who they're going after. So it's very targeted attendees. And we've always said from day one, we're going to go after the quality of the attendees as opposed to the quantity.
Yeah.
And bringing it back into that small setting where people can actually network in a hotel and have little side meetings, that really helps. It also really helps with the conference programming and what people are talking about. The biggest thing we're really seeing in the streaming space right now is the fact that streaming technology is becoming ubiquitous, which I think is the best thing that could possibly happen, because when people stop thinking about the technology and just think about the applications and the business value that they provide, that's really when things start to get to adoption.
Yeah, well, that's true. Certainly, there's still some struggles out there, you know, in technology in this area, too, with the Windows Media and the Real platform, all those kind of things. How are you seeing that battle kind of shaping up?
Well, you know, it depends who you speak to, obviously. Everyone has a different opinion of what they think is going to take place on the format side or what platform. I mean, the way I look at it is I think multiple platforms are actually a good thing, because it definitely helps breed innovation. It helps breed new technology. There's no question. Yes, it would make something simpler if there was one platform or one format. But, you know, in certain instances, this platform or format is better in this technology. In other instances, another one may be better. You know, clearly, also the companies have taken a different approach in a different direction. You know, Microsoft is a software company. That's what they do. That's their core business. You know, Real Networks, which started off as a software and technology company has quickly turned into more of a consumer and content company, which is fine. They've taken a different direction with their business. So the companies over the years have taken quite a different direction. Apple pretty much has stayed on the same track that it's on in terms of offering software, again, not offering services, whereas Real offers services through RBN. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of debate about MPEG 4, MPEG 7, MPEG 21, Real, QuickTime, Windows Media. The way I really look at it is when I talk to corporations who are looking to adopt streaming in an organization, I say, look, the technology aspect is actually the easiest part of this whole thing. But unless you figure out a way to either monetize your content, repurpose your content, or show some sort of formula you're going to use to make sure that you're receiving a return on investment for the money you're spending, it doesn't matter what format you pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
true.
Finally, people are starting to look at that and say, okay, let's figure out our business around content first before we even get down to what format or technology should we be using.
Flash is another piece of this, too. Do you see Flash becoming more of an influence over time?
Absolutely. I mean, Flash is coming on really hard and really strong. Macromedia, NAB, showcased a lot of new Flash technology that I think a lot of people aren't aware of. I mean, that Flash actually does live streaming. People tend to always think of the Flash not in the true video form, but more in the, you know, web designing type outlet. And actually, it does a lot more than that. So you're going to start seeing a Flash video incorporated into a lot. I mean, Flash is it's got a lot of potential in terms of what it's going to be able to do for making streaming media a lot simpler and easier to create and to distribute through a web browser. But I think, you know, Flash, QuickTime, Apple, Microsoft, whatever it may be, I don't really think they're all going to come down to just one platform or one technology is going to win out in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
I think certain technologies are going to win out certain verticals, like Microsoft clearly dominates the enterprise space.
Yeah.
Because it's already bundled on people's, you know, computer. They already have the Windows Media Player installed with the operating system. So there's a lot of instances like that where you're going to see winners in particular verticals, but I don't think throughout the entire scope of streaming media.
Seems like Flash has got kind of a learning curve to it, too. People just don't think of Flash as a streaming media platform. So is that something that they're working on and trying to change that perception?
Absolutely. From what they said at NAB, you're right. They also clearly realize that people don't know Flash is capable of some of the things it can now do.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they explained it to me is they're going to start promoting it, marketing it in different ways so people clearly understand what is available with all the different types of Flash technology and products out there.
Dan, you mentioned a little bit ago that the success of the adoption of streaming media is tied directly with businesses finding a return on their investment and it actually produces results for them. And I think you've mentioned some already, but can you think of any particular business maybe that you overheard at the conference or just through your running of streamingmedia.com that maybe has a good success story that you want to share?
Sure. I mean, the real way to look at it is there is no vertical and no business, whether it's large or small business, that isn't successful.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pick any particular vertical out there, be it agriculture, manufacturing, pharmaceutical, media and entertainment, government, distance learning, education. You can pick really any vertical you want, and there are multiple success stories in all those verticals. There's ones that we've never heard of also just because, as you see in the press, most things that get covered are media and entertainment because
mm-hmm.
everybody on the streaming side seems to want to be the next MTV of the web.
Yeah,
meanwhile, all these great enterprise corporations are adopting all this technology internally, doing all this great stuff with it to create, produce, manage, track, and deliver their content, and we don't always hear about it. So, I mean, there are companies all across the vertical chain of different industries that are successful every day from this, just, you know, from a point of, product launches. So how do you get the same message out about your product, no matter where that message is being delivered?
Mm-hmm.
In the financial market, we all know what streaming media does between regulation FD. And quarterly earnings calls and everything else. On the government side, you're seeing how streaming media is being used in the security realm for a lot of these government agencies to track and monitor what's taking place. On the enterprise side, you certainly see announcements, constantly from large companies such as a Citibank So the great thing is we're starting to see products and services that are tailored specifically towards particular verticals which solve a particular problem.
What is the situation, you know, from your viewpoint of streaming versus download? And really, I think what this question really is about the evolution of the medium and the technology. As more broadband gets adopted out there, people can get data quicker, and there's probably less need for streaming. Or are we going to see streaming evolve into more of a high-definition area? But is download still going to be something that's really going to dominate in the long run?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question, Rob. And I think one of the biggest hurdles we still have to get through as an industry, and as does any technology industry or any product of any technology industry, is just the education.
Mm-hmm.
People still don't understand the difference between streaming, downloading, P2P, store and forward, video on demand, progressive downloads.
Yeah.
People sort of just throw them all under the streaming term. And mm-hmm. the streaming term by itself is kind of interesting because people now don't know what streaming truly means because streaming is a generic term.
Mm-hmm.
So when you watch commercials for like Daytech online trading and they say we provide streaming quotes, well, they're using the word streaming just as receiving a flow of information in near real time. But it's not actually using an encoder, a server, and a player to give you those quotes. It's just coming through an HTML page.
Yeah.
So the word streaming is really being adopted to many different things that aren't truly streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing to focus on are adopting the correct service for and technology for the medium that they have, the mm-hmm. content that they have, and how they want to reach people.
Yeah, it's also about how people want to use the media or use the media, I guess. If people download, that's typically a mobile environment. People streaming, it's usually off of a Wi-Fi connection or a PC that has a broadband connection. So.
Absolutely, and also keep in mind, you know, people most times don't even know how they're using it. For instance, ESPN's Motion service, you know, people think that's streaming. Well, it's not. When mm-hmm. they leave their desk at night, over a three-hour period, ESPN downloads to your desktop very high-quality, full-screen videos. When you come back in the morning, you play them back. A lot of people say, oh, I'm streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you're not. You download it, now you're playing it back. I don't think the core of the focus should so much be on the technology. I think it should really be on, you know, what is the best technology and combination of technologies out there to achieve what it is that you're looking to do with your content.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you that there's a lot of confusion with people out there and understanding about streaming. And I continuously run into people that try and watch a streaming file, but they can't seem to get their computer configured right, or the player doesn't work, or something like that.
Right, and we heard a lot of that at the Stream Media eShow in terms of end users saying, okay, streaming media technology has been around 10 years. It's not new, which it's not. It's not mm-hmm. cutting edge. It's a lot easier than it used to be. But my end users still can't get their computer to play the files.
And yeah.
I don't really look at that as just a streaming media issue. I look at that as just a technology issue in general.
Yeah, I agree. It's just how simple are the PCs or the devices that are being made to play this stuff. It is complex.
Right, right. And also, I mean, how long has email been out yet?
Yeah.
I know people who still don't know how to open up an attachment.
Exactly. That's
so
true.
The fact that they have to have a sound card on a PC and hopefully speakers and download a player, well, to a lot of people, that's still new. That's still difficult to do. And, you know, the technology providers, when they make it a lot easier, I'd like to see them make it as easy as possible. So no matter whose platform you pick, if you get some sort of error when you try and play back a file, you end up getting some sort of cryptic message like, you know, error 401.
Yeah, you have no
idea
what
the hell does
that
mean to
yeah.
the consumer?
I agree.
It doesn't mean anything. So I think there's a lot of things that technology platform providers can still do to make this a lot simpler and a lot easier. But some of it does rest on you have to have a consumer, an end user that has some internet and computer expertise.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking streaming media with Dan Rayburn. Dan's the host of the WebTech Guys Streaming Media Show and Executive VP of StreamingMedia.com. More chat with Dan in just a moment. You're listening to WebTalk Radio.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Len. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable
company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $39.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channels?
Absolutely. And because you called American Satellite right now, you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free and free professional installation for all new customers with an annual programming commitment.
Oh, thank you. My husband, Nick, is going to be so happy.
Call American Satellite 1-800-505-1562. That's 800-505-1562. Call now and ask how you can get Total Choice for only $29.99 a month for the first 6 months. A $60 value. 800-505-1562. Add $4.99 a month per second in each additional receiver. Offer ends July 17, 2004. Call now.
You're listening to Web Talk Radio at webtalkradio.com, and thanks for joining us again. My name is Rob Greenlee, and Dana Greenlee's here.
And joining us is, again, Dan Rayburn, still on the phone talking about the streaming media industry.
What do you think about the movement out there for all these new software tools that are basically enabling people to record streams? Is there any feeling around the industry of whether people are kind of scared of this as a way to get past the whole DRM aspect of streaming as well as the download thing, or is it an opportunity for streaming? You think?
I don't know, honestly. That's an interesting point right now that the industry really hasn't picked up on too much because it's not mainstream. Mm-hmm. We've actually done in the past couple of weeks, we've done a couple articles on streamingmedia.com talking about screen recorders mm-hmm. and software out there that allows you to capture streaming from your desktop and or from your web browser and actually save it to your desktop. Most people that I've spoken to in the space aren't really either concerned about it or don't even really know about those tools. Mm-hmm. I think that's just basically because they're not that mainstream.
Mm-hmm. But they certainly could be.
Yeah, it certainly could be. And, you know, when something becomes mainstream or there's the potential for one company to start to lose revenue or artists to lose revenue or whoever owns the copyrights or mm-hmm. something of that nature, it becomes an issue very quickly.
Yeah, I would think so.
So that's always been the case, but I haven't heard anything as of lately. In terms of screen and capture recorders.
There's a new software that's just coming out right now called Replay Music, and it actually goes through and captures music streams and it actually breaks it up into separate tracks.
Right, and I think it's only $29.95.
Yeah.
You know, very inexpensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, we haven't really seen, even on the music side, we haven't seen the record industry or any of those types of folks come after those types of companies as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they're just in the wings waiting because they're always so quick to jump on anything.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. What's the next conference that you're working on? It's probably Stream Media West, right?
Right. The next one is Stream Media West. October 26th will be at the Santa Clara Convention Center. It'll be very similar to what we did in East, but the focus tends to shift a little bit in terms of the conference sessions.
Mm-hmm.
The East Coast, we definitely tend to have more government-focused individuals that attend. Uh-huh. We have more, obviously, financials, since the financial district is there. On the West Coast, we tend to have more technology companies represented.
Uh-huh.
So some of the conference sessions tend to go a little bit more into technology. And we definitely also have more of the media and entertainment spin on the West Coast as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that
so
makes
that's
sense.
That's the next one we're working on. We'll still have a little over 125 speakers over 3 days. We'll have 25 panel sessions over those 3 days. We'll have four pre-conference workshops.
Yeah, that sounds terrific.
Each show we do, little by little, gets bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. So the first show we did under ITI last year was East, and that had 9 exhibitors. The one we did this year had 27.
Oh, well,
that we just completed last week. So little by little, we're growing the show, which is exactly the way we wanted it. Small, organic growth, getting the word out. Exhibitors are very happy and very pleased. And what they've been saying from day one is, they'd rather have 100 qualified leads than 1,000 people come by who are just looking for freebies.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So is the people that are actually coming to the event, has that profile changed at all?
Yes, it's changed quite a bit. So back in the days when the show was owned by Pentamedia,
mm-hmm.
and Pentamedia combined it with Internet World.
Yeah, I remember that.
The attendance, the audience going to Internet World was not the same type of attendance you wanted to the streaming media show.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a big disconnect there. It was also at a large venue like the Javits, which is, you know, not really the best suited environment for a small focused show where you want to keep it very close in the community and have people meet one another in networks. You know, the direction of the shows has changed, you know, 180 degrees since probably about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, the shows get better and better, and because of that, the end users who are coming, 50% of the people who speak on panels are not you and I from the industry.
Mm-hmm.
They're the end users. So it's KPMG, it's Ford, it's MasterCard, it's American Express, it's Unilever, it's Shell. It's the actual people coming there and saying, hey, don't just listen to the vendors. We're the ones who've actually bought their products and services. And we're the ones who are implementing it. And here's what we found.
Yeah.
And that's what attendees have always wanted that the show's never had. So once we really focused on that, the attendee audience that we got is extremely focused.
The industry has been pulled a little bit more towards kind of the broadcast area since there's a lot of money there, I guess. The stream media show has focused more on the business applications. Is that a distinction that you're going to see move forward and actually get stronger, you know, between like the NAB and what you guys are doing, or do you see some crossover?
It definitely will. I mean, one thing we started really with last year in terms of expanding the shows was the technology that we're covering. So we call it the streaming media show, but we're covering streaming and digital media technologies now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to cover things that may, like you say, fit into the broadcast realm or the wireless realm. In the past, the show under Penton didn't have a lot of folks represented, either exhibitors or panelists, talking about anything outside of the very small focus streaming. But now we had cable operators. We had Showtime, HBO, Comedy Central. We had video on demand companies who are really providing service of just VOD delivery and content. We had folks like Comcast, you know, cable head ends. We had folks on the wireless side who were talking about how they're using streaming on the wireless. So the best thing about streaming is the technology is being adopted into set-top boxes, cable head ends, wireless devices. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to bring all of that technology together. But it is a little bit difficult to explain only because, like I said before, streaming is sort of becoming generic.
Yeah.
And if you put it under the digital media realm, well, digital media is very generic as well.
Yeah, it is. But it's also kind of blending of technologies now. If you start looking at streaming media from a high-definition standpoint, you start looking at the cable networks. They're probably looking at the streaming media codec as a way for them to save bandwidth on delivery of content, I would think.
Absolutely. And the great thing about that is, and what we're hearing from folks are, streaming is becoming a complement to what they do.
Mm-hmm.
We never wanted it to replace what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're starting to see major corporations who said, look, I've already invested all this time and money to build out a video conferencing facility in each one of my offices. How can I very quickly and very easily use all that equipment and tie it so that I can do streaming over the internet as well as point-to-point video conferencing? Very easy to do now. Companies who are now selling those services understand that, okay, we don't need to go out and try and sell them all new hardware, all new infrastructure, a whole new network. We need to take the components they already have and make it work with streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a huge improvement in our industry in terms of the way vendors are approaching that market and realizing that this is not about trying to replace the way people are communicating. You know, the example of that is when every corporate public company does their quarterly earnings call, none of them no longer do it on a conference bridge because they just do it on the internet. It's just a complement to what they already do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the big shift we're seeing.
Dan, we just have about 15 seconds left. Can you quickly tell us where we can find out more about you, streamingmedia.com, and what you're working on next?
Well, all the information on the Streaming Media West show can be found at streamingmedia.com/west. All the services that we offer to the industry and to the community, most of which are free for people who are looking to adopt streaming and digital media technology, can be found at streamingmedia.com.
And webcasting from Streaming Media East now is available at streamingmedia.com.
Yeah, the shows will be available starting next week. By about a day or two after this show first comes out, they will be archived up on the streamingmedia.com website right on the homepage.
And you're working on a book.
And we're working on a book, yes, finishing a book with Michael Hoke, who used to be the research director for streaming technology over at Aberdeen, called The Business of Streaming and Digital Media, which is being published by Focal Press. And that'll actually launch at the Streaming Media West show in October.
Well, that's great, Dan. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Rob, Dana.
Good luck to you and the next conference here. I'm looking forward to maybe coming down and seeing that conference
Great.
In action.
We'll see you there.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
That's Dan Rayburn, who's been with us for the last 20 minutes. Dan's the executive VP of StreamingMedia.com and produces the annual Streaming Media East and Streaming Media West conferences. Sadly, we're out of time for another week. Keep WebTalk guys in mind for next week. Same WebTalk time. Same WebTalk webcast.
Thank you for downloading the WebTalk guys. Bookmark us now for next week. Same WebTalk guys time, same WebTalk guys channel.